It's time again for a wild conversation with the Greater Vancouver Zoo. Here are Jess and Wiggy.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of A Wild Conversation with Manita Prasad, zoologist at the Greater Vancouver Zoo. This week's topic is bison, and I want to tell you a joke, Manita.
Okay, let's hear it.
What did the bison say when he dropped his kid off at school?
Ooh, what did the bison say?
Bye, son.
Oh, my gosh, I don't get that one.
Isn't that so bad?
Oh, there you go. Anyway, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. Shall we just jump into it then?
Sure, let's do it.
Now, are bison and buffalo the same? Because I thought they were.
Yeah, a lot of people think the same thing. The terms are often used interchangeably, but they are not the same. So buffalo are like Cape buffalo and water buffalo, which occur in Africa and Asia. And bison, like the American bison and European bison, occur in North America and Europe. So they do both belong to the Bovidae family, but the two aren't actually closely related.
Okay. I always thought that buffalo were the same as bison.
Yeah, and we still call them buffalo here. A lot of people will say buffalo in Canada, but they actually are bison.
Because they look very similar. So are there any physical differences that make one another stand out?
Yeah, so bison do actually have large humps at their shoulders, very much like a grizzly bear. And they do have bigger heads than buffalo. And they have thick beards and thick coats that they do shed seasonally. And their horns are relatively short and sharp and point upwards, which is very different from buffalo. So if we think of the Cape buffalo, their horns are actually thick at the base, curled down, and then back up, very much like a handlebar mustache.
Yes.
And the water buffalo's horns are very large and long and crescent-shaped. So compare that to bison's horns, and bison's horns are relatively tiny compared to that of buffalo.
So where would we find bison here in Canada?
Unfortunately, nowadays, they are only found in protected areas.
Oh, I see.
So national parks, right? Like Wood Buffalo National
right.
Park is a great place to go see them. But see, even with that name, it should be Wood Bison, not Wood Buffalo.
Yeah, way to confuse everybody.
Exactly.
What about in Yosemite or... what is that one in Wyoming?
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. Because when I think of bison or even buffalo, I picture Yellowstone because you always see those videos of people in the cars or whatever being charged by them. So are they typically something that you should fear?
Yeah. You know what? They are actually quite protective. They do charge. Luckily, most of the time they do bluff charge, but if they feel threatened, they will actually ram things. That's what they're built for.
Yeah, I would not want to cross paths with one of them. So I guess it's best to just kind of leave them be and drive on by.
Yeah, exactly.
What are some different types of bison in North America? Did we kind of cover this, I think, a little bit, but...
A little bit, yeah. So we have two living subspecies of bison remaining in Canada. So there's the wood bison, and that's the one that is most endangered right now. They're taller, they have longer legs, but overall they are heavier because they are slightly larger than the other subspecies, which is the plains bison. And the plains bison are the ones that we have at the zoo. So if you want to see what a bison looks like, definitely come visit us at the zoo. But they're actually a stockier build, and they're lighter in color and hairier all over. So they do have large beards, and their hair does extend down to their forelimbs as well.
What do bisons eat?
They're herbivores.
So really?
They graze on grasses mainly. Yeah, grasses, sedges, a little bit of shrubs.
I guess they kind of are like a cow. They're always grazing in a field somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. They're known as the animal of the plains and the prairies, right?
Right, right. What is some more history of the bison?
So the plains bison are really known as the symbol of the West when we do think of history. And their range actually once extended from Alaska all the way down to northern Mexico. And at one point in time, it was estimated that there was about 50 million bison that roamed North America. But unfortunately, by the late 1800s, no bison were left in Canada in the wild at all. The only remaining herd in the wild actually occurred at Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's probably why that's where a lot of people go to visit bison, because of the history that that park has. But at this time in the late 1800s, even their numbers had dwindled to only about 1,000 animals.
Oh. And so are they typically found in a lot of zoos around North America then?
Yeah, they really occur in protected areas. Conservation efforts now are geared towards reintroducing them back into the wild. But yeah, the larger herds are in protected areas like national parks.
I was just going to say, like, how would you go about reintroducing them? Like, is that an extensive process, or...
Yeah, it is, because when you think about the prairies and the space that the bison used to roam, a lot of those areas are used for farming and for crop growth and for cattle, right? So you really have to work with the local community to try and ensure that it's beneficial to both worlds.
How is it with breeding the bison? Like, how do they breed at certain times? Are there, breeding programs or anything like that?
Yeah, so they breed relatively well in captivity. Now would be the time that we see calves coming around, but they only produce one offspring per year.
Oh.
So they don't produce quite a lot, but survival rates are relatively high.
So they only, cow. How many calves do cows have in a year? One?
I think so. I don't deal with cattle, so I don't know.
We might have to do a cow topic next week.
They also are the part of the family Bovidae, so I would assume twins would be a rare occurrence.
Oh, okay. A Bovidae.
Bovidae, yeah. So like a bovine?
Oh, yes, a bovine. Okay, I gotcha. Now, how are bison, we kind of went over this too, like how are bison populations doing today? What about all over the world?
Yeah, so they're still listed as near threatened by IUCN, but populations are doing stable with about 12,000 individuals, which really is pale in comparison when we think of historic populations. The challenge nowadays is that populations are severely fragmented. So, you have a population in Yellowstone National Park. You have a population in Wood Buffalo National Park, but they really don't roam and intermingle as they once would have, right?
Right.
And I don't think we'll ever get to that point again because of how high human use a lot of those areas are. But just it's a good start to start rewilding some of these populations so we can have them helping shape the natural ecosystems, because they play such an important role in grassland habitat.
You are listening to A Wild Conversation with Manita Prasad, zoologist at the Greater Vancouver Zoo. We're chatting all about bison this week. More coming up next.
Journey back in time and walk with the dinosaurs at Greater Vancouver Zoo's new Mesozoic adventure. Explore, learn, discover at the Greater Vancouver Zoo. Visit gvzoo.com.
Now back to A Wild Conversation with the Greater Vancouver Zoo. Here are Jess and Wiggy.
Welcome back to A Wild Conversation with Manita Prasad, a zoologist at the Greater Vancouver Zoo. This weekend's episode is all about bison, and we've got our favorite part of the show all ready to go. Interesting facts and some trivia questions as well. Where do you want to start, Manita?
It's up to you guys. What do you want to do first?
Let's start with the facts first.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Okay, so paths made by bison were actually used to map highway routes in the West.
They were what?
They were used to map highway routes.
So highway routes. Okay.
So you think about, like, there's rocky terrain, but these large herds of bison were basically mapped out the easiest path for us to navigate.
Really?
So they actually used the bison route, which you can see from satellite imaging, And even still today, there are bison paths that you can still see from when they roamed earlier in the 1800s.
So the paths that they would create, I mean, is that, you know, would they, you know, be roaming around looking for food, or would, you know, would they, I mean, obviously they're not migrating, but is that basically what they're searching for?
Yeah, well, they would actually migrate.
Oh.
They did migrate. They would walk sort of in a line. So you can imagine, like, heavy bison following the same path year after year really wore down these amazing pathways.
That is so crazy. That would be so cool to see a satellite image of these paths that the bisons have made.
Yeah.
All right, what's another fact?
Okay, so bison don't moo like cows do. Instead, they grunt, they snort, and they bellow.
They bellow.
Bellow, yeah. So
can you you know what I'm going to ask you, right?
Yeah, for sure. So we normally hear a lot of grunts and snorts, but a bellow is kind of more like a
Okay, so and are there, like, what are they trying to, are there different, like,
what are they bellowing at?
Yeah, are they, like, are there
is
different
it a mating
situations?
Sound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually when we see them bellow at the zoo, it's when they're hungry, so they want something.
Right, okay.
Kind of like my stomach does when I'm hungry. It bellows. Right?
Yeah.
It's a perfect,
That's a good example.
Perfect
I'm just
description,
saying, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
So bison can't see very well, so they're actually nearsighted. And that is, they actually can be startled into stampeding. So a lot of the times, when bison are stampeding in the wild, it's not because they've sensed danger. It's one of them got startled, and if one starts running, they all start.
They all start running, yeah. And are they quick? Like, can they be quick?
Oh, my gosh. They are incredibly fast.
Really?
I won't tell you how fast, because that's one of your trivia questions.
Okay.
Yeah, don't get into that just
okay,
yet.
Sounds good.
All right, what's another bison fact?
Okay, so a little known fact about bison is they actually are excellent swimmers. And they are so buoyant that while they're swimming, their heads, their humps, and their tails remain above water.
Even their tail?
Yeah.
I'm just picturing
a bison. High up on their rump, so.
I'm picturing one swimming. I guess they would have to cross a body of water.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you at the zoo have like a little, like a pond or something like that there for them to keep cool in?
Yeah, they do have ponds and they will wallow, but they prefer to actually have dust. Dust
bats
instead.
To each their own.
Yep.
Do we have time for another fact or should we get into trivia?
It's up to you guys.
Oh, sorry. Were you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, we've got one. We've got time for one more and then we'll jump into trivia.
Okay.
Okay, so another tail fact. You can actually read a bison's mood by watching its tail. So if its tail is hanging down and switching naturally, the bison is calm. If it's standing straight out or straight up, you need to watch out because it may be ready to charge.
It's sort of like a dog.
Yeah.
Sort of like a dog, yeah. But it also might be getting ready to go to the bathroom because they will lift up their tail when they have to go.
That's what I was going to say because, I mean, I live next door to a bunch of cows in the field and every time I'm driving by, you can tell. Okay, let's get into some trivia because, again, you know, that's our favorite.
Okay, so true or false? The hump allows the bison's head to function as a plow.
A plow?
Ooh.
A plow, yes.
I'll say true.
I'm going to say false.
It is actually true.
One for Wiggy. How is it true?
The hump is actually a muscle, right?
Oh, okay.
So they'll actually use their head and their big shaggy beards and swing their head side to side to clear away drifts of snow in the wintertime to search for grasses.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. Okay, question. I'm going to keep score this week.
You are going to keep score?
Yeah.
We should actually keep a tally in the studio here.
Okay.
Okay.
Starting this week. Okay. Question number two.
A bison can distinguish smells from A, 1 kilometer away, B, 3 kilometers away, C, 5 kilometers away, or D, 7 kilometers away.
I'm going to say D.
I'm going to say C, 5 kilometers away.
So Wiggy for 5 and Jeff for 7 is actually only 3 kilometers.
Well, we're both wrong. Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah.
But still, that is a great distance.
5's my lucky number. That's why I went with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was like, 7 seems to be legit, but it's not. All right, what's another trivia?
What is the most dangerous season for bison?
Like danger for them?
Danger for them, yeah. Do you think it's spring, summer, fall, or winter?
Oh, man, I want to say it's a that's a difficult one because I want to say winter, but part of me is like they're probably well insulated and... I'm going to say winter, though, because maybe it's hard for them to find food.
I'm going to say summer because it's way too hot for them.
Both really good guesses, but it's actually spring.
Why?
And it's because when the ice starts to melt, large numbers, and like, I mean, enormous. I didn't include the numbers because it was too sad. but they have actually fallen through the ice and drowned.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just so heavy. When ice starts to melt, it can happen so quickly and you're just not prepared.
That's scary. Yeah. Okay. So 1-0 and we've got another question.
Bison can run A, 15 kilometers an hour, B, 27 kilometers an hour, C, 32 kilometers an hour, or D, 48 kilometers an hour.
I know what you're going with.
Why?
Are you going with 15 because 5 is your favorite number?
No, I'm not. I'm going to go with 27.
Okay, I'm going to go with 15 then.
15? Okay. Well, they actually can run 48 kilometers an hour.
Oh, my. But what? But they're too heavy.
But they can. They're actually incredibly agile, and that is actually as fast as a horse.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they can turn very quickly and actually can jump over things at this speed. So they are really meant to motor.
Wow.
Yeah, don't make one angry.
Yeah, I keep picturing the stampede scene from the movie The Lion King.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we've got time for one more.
Okay. Baby calves are called, or sorry, baby bison are called.
Calves. I'm just kidding.
A, calves. B, little bullets. C, red dogs. Or D, steer.
I'm going to say steer.
I'm going to say calf because I think you gave it away.
Well, technically, they are called calves because any bovine is called a calf.
Uh-huh.
But their nickname is actually red dogs because when they are born, they're really a bright, reddy orange color.
I can't take that. I can't take that correct answer.
Well, no. I was going to give you a 0.5, so you win 1.5-0.
Is that no? It's got to be an even number. No, you're very generous, but we'll keep it at 1-0.
Oh, he's a rules guy.
Yeah,
that is just too fun. Well, thank you for teaching us all about bison today, and yeah, I'll be sure to never make one angry. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Thank you so much, Manita. We'll chat next week.
Yes, we will.